USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prices are unacceptably high right now, and that's why the president has said we need to make this our top economic focus and do everything that we can to get them down.
National Economic Council Director Brian Deese speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. Deese saying the White House is hoping to move forward on legislation to lower prescription drug prices and other costs in the coming weeks. Deese saying this new legislation is the Biden administration's single most impactful way to combat inflation. Air travelers this Juneteenth holiday weekend are facing more travel headaches. FlightAware showing over 4,300 flights have been canceled or delayed nationwide on Sunday. That brings a total to nearly 6,000 flights that have been canceled or delayed since Friday. The cancellations being blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
As the nation awaits a Supreme Court's abortion ruling in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, pro-abortion demonstrations continue to be held outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices. Some pro-abortion activists reportedly gathered outside the home of Justice Amy Coney Barrett over the weekend, carrying baby dolls while demonstrating for their right to choose. Speaking Sunday on Fox and Friends Weekend, Virginia Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears candidly shares her reaction to the unfolding situation.
Don't they realize the irony of this? The reason why you are here is because at some point your mother was pro-choice. And that's why you, my dears, are here. Otherwise, you would not be.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline remaining unchanged at $4.98 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Department of Homeland Security is expected to punish multiple border agents who were falsely accused of whipping Haitian illegal immigrants. Former CBP Horse Patrol agent Kathy Olivares shares her thoughts on the situation with Fox News Live.
Where the agent used the reins to steer their horse, and they're being punished for that. It's incredible.
The agents are to be disciplined with the administrative violations instead of criminal conduct. The agents will have a chance to accept the discipline or fight it. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Yuma, Arizona Mayor Douglas Nichols says his city and the surrounding region can't handle the ongoing influx of illegal immigrants entering the United States.
When you talk about 230,000 people coming through, that's greater than the size of our total community coming through our sector here in the Yuma area just in the last 8 months, 9 months.
The Department of Homeland Security recorded more than 239,000 migrant encounters at the southern border in May alone. Lots of dads across the country receiving gifts on Father's Day. The National Retail Federation saying consumers spent around $20 billion on Father's Day gifts. The retail group saying that amount is almost identical to last year's total. More news can always be found by checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.